Hello and welcome to ICF Germany Charter Chapters podcast. My name is Anne Schweppenhäuser. Today I'm talking to Varundeb Sachi, and probably you have known him from several LinkedIn posts, and probably you never heard about him. So he's a PCC coach, he is Director of Social Impact of ICF Bengaluru, and as you know me, I'm always curious how coaching takes place in other places of this planet. And so you are an author, you are your life coach, you are a human resources development coach, and you have certain aspects that you bring into our coaching. And this is what we are talking about today. So, and first question I always ask people, how did you become a coach and what were your prior qualifications before you became coach?
All right. So before I answering about being coach, I love to structure the sentence in such a way that the transformation of a passionate counselor in search of a title where he can replace the word counselor and to put some innovative word where it can impact for a social cause. So I always say that my life is dedicated to the Wounded Hearts. Mm-hmm. And 5 days I work and 2 days in my life is completely dedicated to the Wounded Hearts. So my childhood, whenever people ask me, I never say engineer, doctor. I always say that I want to be a counselor. Mm-hmm. What is in it for you and what will you get it? The people used to ask me, why counselor? I want to support the Wounded Hearts. What you get it? People come with a lot of sadness and the tears in the eyes. Somebody will come to you, but tears keeps in their eyelids. I want to find that hidden tear and I need to find a solution and help them to bring that happy smile in your face. Then my day is blessed. That passion made me a counselor, and I was practicing. I realized, and everyone knows there is a stigma around the about the world psychology, psychiatry. People will be tagged them, as in many countries, that what will happen. So a lot of people, my friends, used to tell me that I really felt good coming and meeting you and getting a venue to vent out. But don't tell me that I had come, anyone that I come to you. Or don't introduce yourself as a counselor when we are meeting outside in the family. And a lot of people say, I wish to come, but I don't want to because still the societal transformation is not yet reached in such a way that counseling or the counseling services, which if I take is a taboo or not, which is impact my life. So to my friends, the unknown friends whom I really want to wipe their tears off, I was searching the whole world. How can I remove the word counselor and put that word? That is why where I land in ICF, thanks to ICF receptions, because the person who took my call helped me to give all those information. And that conversation motivated and I decided I will be an ICF credential coach. I will be a part of this ICF to promote coaching, to give awareness of coaching and make the world more impactful with the powerful art of coaching. That is where I am in coach now.
So thank you so much for spreading out. And you became a coach and you are currently holding an HR position as well. Is there or are there opportunities to use coaching in your current HR position?
Especially a lot. I think the future of HR, whether it is in business partnering, employee relations, employee engagement, especially the post-COVID situation, people really want somebody who can coach them or have more clarity what is in it for them. Or when I'm doing the performance evaluations, or when the people comes for the career guidance, mm-hmm. or work-life conflicts. The art of coaching helped me a lot in terms of helping the employees to get a clarity in their life, clarity in their career, to set the goals rather than blaming themselves or blaming others, self-realization of where they stand, how to set goals and achieve them. And I, as a human resource development coach, I do coach a lot of human resource professionals also, especially business partner HR, because they are closely working with business also, in turn, equip them to help the business also grow with the support of a very productive and positive employee strength with this art of coaching. That's the future I see.
That sounds very interesting. And perhaps the listeners don't know, we met once in December at the airport in Stuttgart, and we had several hours to discuss what coaching is and as well about you. And you told me that you have dreams of your own, and what are your professional dreams for the next couple of years for you professionally? Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm a guy always passionate about talking the dreams. It's not only about the dreams, I'd say intuitive dreams. I will dream with a concrete decision that I will accomplish the dream. I don't mind waiting, but I will set a goal for myself. Self-realization come in between, and I'll work towards the goal and get it achieved. So when I was meeting you, I was full of happiness with an accomplished mind that my 7 years dream got accomplished. The dream was to coach somebody in Eiffel Towers. Mm-hmm. I never knew when I boarded the flight to Deutschland, my intuitive mind murmured, yes, here you're going to accomplish the dream. And surprised, the seventh day, seventh hour, I got a call from my client, an unknown person. He said, I had seen your LinkedIn post, I read it. I think you are my go-to coach. Do you mind coaching me in Paris? And only one criteria, I want to be get coached in Eiffel Tower.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it's happened. And what I was thinking about, and this guy is asking me, I mean, wow, wonderful, that was my dream. When? And again, the number seven plays a role here. We fixed a meeting on December 7th to have a wonderful coaching conversations. And it was one side accomplishment of my dream. And it was very beautiful coaching conversations and a lot of thoughts. We had worked towards the future coaching conversation. So
that sounds great.
And coming to my future dreams, I have a lot of set dreams, which I was doing research. I'm a person who is passionate about doing research for the accomplished, to support others, to support rather wounded hearts, and also to enhance and promote the coaching industry. So one of the aspects which I was doing when I was a counselor, I was doing a fusion methodology of Ayurveda, the authentic culture of Ayurveda techniques, and also the latest methodologies of psychotherapy. Here, I started doing a research of Ayurveda and the fusion of coaching with the help of mindfulness. I got a lot of good results. So looking forward to work on with the more clients, the Ayur coaching. That is the second dream. The third one, which I was working, and here I know that whenever I meet the client, so the major three scenarios I always got is one of the relationship issues. So I was focusing on supporting the students or the teenagers or else the other age groups also in relationship. It can be any relationship. It can work relationship. It can be personal relationship. So I started an initiative called Breath of Turkish Blue. The Turkish Blue always helps to ease the mind. So if the Turkish blue breath, I'm giving a human element of that, what will happen? So that's a concept I started to support on relationship coaching. And the last one, I started in Deutschland. It's called the Ride with the Life Coach. So I'm taking the client to different locations. I'll talk to them for a chemistry session. I'll find out the problem, and I'll also find a metaphor which correlates the problem statement. And also I'll find the best metaphor in the wherever in the world, and I'll take them to that place. I'll coach in front of them. That is what the ride with the life coach going on.
That
So
sounds
that
interesting.
was my dreams.
So, thank you for sharing your dreams. And aren't you cautious that when talking about it that aloud, about at least some 100 people will listen to us, probably. So, is there something that you hope that will resonate out of this?
See, what I believe, the more you talk, the more you give, you gain a lot. I'm an open book. I'm more than happy if somebody listens to me, takes essence from me, if that can yield some results in their professional life, personal life. You guys are welcome. I'm more than happy.
So thank you so much. And then I'm going to shift a little bit our conversation to the prior accomplishments of ICF Chapter Bengaluru. And you are the social impact director there. And the chapter was recognized for a hugely impactful Ignite program in 2023. And do you want to share a little bit about the beginnings and the results of this program of last year?
All right. So I was with ICF for last couple of years, and I was always passionate about doing something for social impacts. So I got an opportunity talking to the ICF leaders, our existing president, Dr. Winston Jacob. I'm very thankful for them, who supported me, who wants me to come to the board and give me the baton of social impact. I thought he realized what my potential is and what I can do. So I am a person who don't believe in tick mark jobs and transactions. So I thought of it's our responsibility. ICF is not only talking about business or the coaching. The art of coaching can bring the magic for the transformation of society in a higher way. So a lot of NGOs are doing a lot for the society. I thought of it's a, as an ambassador of ICF, it's my responsibility to raise the flag of ICF and make the ICF proud, to bringing to the society, to bringing to the layman, and giving them the flavor of the art of coaching. So I started exploring the NGOs. Then I started personally visiting them, understand them. Then what are the UN sustainable goals they had following in their NGOs? I do thorough background check. It's not only one day or two day. Certain things I took nearly 3 months to 6 months to shortlist. Then I submitting to the ICF Ignite team, ICF Foundation for my projects. So last year, apart from Ignite projects, so I started doing for chapter alone. So we had signed an MOU with Agastya International Foundation, which was well supported earlier by Dr. Abdul Kalam, who was ex-president of India. And they supported 23 states in India for experiential learning. And they are doing a lot for the children. So we had created a nice structure to coach the organization, inclusive of the middle management to the CEO level. The second project what we did is was that for the women empowerment, those who are even struggling, there are certain NGOs who support the women students actually who's literally struggling not to having a food for a day. So first time I was meeting them, they said we didn't have any food for 3 days. And they have high skill set, so we thought it's our response. So we started supporting that NGO also to coaching them, bring back their courage, bring back their motivation, bring their self to have that confidence level, and also to read them through executive coaching till they get a job in the corporates. So we are glad that most of them got the jobs and everything. And the feedback from the NGOs was awesome, and they given us the thanks, and they were very thankful to the ICF for that project. So with that motivation, this time I submitted two projects request for ICF, that's the maximum chapter can do. The both the two projects has been approved. So just 2 weeks back, I started my first project. And next week, I'm starting a project with the Association of People with Disabilities for the management and to the CEO. And looking forward for that, the success of this project also, and to continue many more projects to support the NGOs and also to raise the flag.
So thank you so much. And you seem so full of energy with your various projects. And would you please share where your energy comes from?
Passionate to be in the present. And I'll always use this proverb, the phrase which toss, every fool knows nobody can touch the stars, but it never stops a wise man from trying it. And I know I'm a big zero, and I am eager to learn every day and do something. Like I said, my life is dedicated to the Wonder Hearts. And I have given one goal to myself every day, how much smile I can bring from an unknown people who I'm going to meet. That's a self goal given to me. As long as I'm able to, I'll always say, I recently started a weekly newsletter called Hello Thursday. This tagline was that, wherever you are, be positive. I am the seller of your smile. So as long as I'm bringing the smile, that smile is the backbone and my energy behind.
So, and perhaps my final question of our conversation today, and I'm very clear that we are going to continue our conversations as well. So what do you recommend our listening coaches in Germany and worldwide, what to do or what not to do in within their profession?
All right. So on this today's postcard, I thought I will give some 4 pointers. One, I always say that lifelong learning. I always encourage all the coaches to stay informed about the global trends, the cultural dynamics, and the coaching methodologies to continuously enhance your skills. That's made a better coach and can do a lot for the society. The second thing I always say is flexibility. It's always important to adapt coaching methods to accommodate different communication styles and preferences. That also helps you to become a better coach. The third one is my favorite, art of powerful questioning. So if you ask the open-ended questions that stimulate the thought and reflection rather than providing the immediate solution. So when the new coaches comes to me, they said that we don't know. We tend to provide the immediate solutions because we are used to that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can transform back and if you can ask that open-ended questions, that can turn to be a better coaching conversation. And last but not least, I'll use the word assumption. Think of it. It's always better not to make assumption about the clients based on their background. So I always encourage my fellow coaches to approach each individual with an open mind for a better coaching conversation. All right. So I was talking about the assumptions, actually. So it is always better not to make the assumption about the clients, about their background. And I always encourage the coaches to approach each individual with an open mind for a better coaching conversation. And that can transform you a better coach, or like I said, a positive, impactful coach. So to who are listening to this podcast, what I say, if you need any guidance on coaching and to more about my social impact projects as an ambassador of coaching and ICU, please feel free to contact me. I'm more than happy to support you at any time.
Thank you so much for this huge invitation and embrace that you are doing for our listeners. I'm very grateful that you were our guest today. So we are talking with someone who explores coaching and experiences coaching in a completely different continent than our German environment. Thank you so much. Thank you for the initiatives that you are bringing to Thrive. And I'm very sure that we're going to meet again.
All right. Sure. Thank you, Anne, for giving me this opportunity to communicate through your podcast with my fellow coaches in Germany, as well as who are in the world hearing this. Hope to see you in Stuttgart Airport soon.
Thank you so much.
The ICF podcast is a journalistic offering of ICF Germany and provides a colorful bouquet of entertaining and informative content. The statements of the interview partners do not necessarily represent the position of ICF Germany.